You have labor questions? They have answers. Labor Press.
And we're back with Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz right here on AM 970 The Answer. And so far, we've had some ups and downs, huh, Joe? Some good news, some bad news. And what kind of news are we getting next?
Well, right now, we have some good news. We have an organization that is a big supporter of Labor Press, Hallmark Extract Service. They have a golf outing that everyone should know about coming up that's going to benefit soldiers suffering with PTSD. And we're going to speak to Michael Holtman right now.
Oh, Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's a real honor to be here.
Mike, I can't think of a worthier cause to have a golf outing for.
Well, let me just to clarify, my company is Hallmark Abstract Service. The name of the charity is the Heroes to Heroes Foundation.
Right. Heroes to Heroes, okay. Right.
And it was founded by Judy Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard many stories prior in the show about the ups and the downs of labor. You know, there are many ups and downs for the veterans as well. You know, one of the harrowing statistics is that 20 veterans a day commit suicide.
Oof.
And the purpose or one the mission of Heroes to Heroes is to stem that tide and turn it around.
And tell us about the genesis of this. How did Hallmark get involved with this? How did this all come about?
Well, I am not a veteran.
Okay.
And I happened to meet Judy one day. And she told me about Heroes to Heroes Foundation. And, you know, I said, that's something I need to get involved with. And over time, I was voted board chair. And it's an honor for me to be doing what I can to help these American heroes, because in many ways, they are an underserved constituency.
I mean, 20 people a day, 20 yes. veterans a day commit suicide.
Correct.
That's a staggering number and a totally unacceptable number, right,
You don't
Joe?
Hear that. You should be turning on any network news, and that should be the top story.
No question. And Heroes to Heroes deals with vets with invisible wounds, as opposed to some of the other 501c3s that deal with vets with physical injuries. You know, we more work with vets with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and moral injury. And I had the honor a couple of weeks ago to travel with two of the veterans who came through our program to on a mission to Arizona and Texas to spread the word. We one of our largest supporters is the Jewish National Fund, JNF, and they wanted Heroes to Heroes to go out and tell the story about how these vets are affected. You know, how, you know, we work through spirituality, which is a little bit different than many of the protocols that a vet might deal with going through the VA. The focal point of our mission is sending veterans, a group of 10 U.S. veterans who've either attempted suicide or with family who fear that such an attempt is imminent. We send them to Israel, which is, and we're a non-denominational program, but Israel is the birthplace of all major religion. When they're there, they connect with five Israeli Defense Force soldiers, and it's through the various places that they go, whether it's the Stations of the Cross, the Western Wall, they get baptized in the Jordan River, and, you know, if I have time to tell a quick story.
Please do.
There was a vet who went on one of our missions who didn't want to go, who was really not communicative with the other vets on the journey. They went through Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum in Israel. And when he came out, the last room of the museum is a candle for every child that was murdered by the Nazis. And when he came out, he brought the group together. He was non-communicative the whole trip, but he said, I have a story I need to tell. And the story was, he was in Iraq, and a father and a 10-year-old came up on his platoon, and the father gave the son a gun. And this vet was forced to kill the son. He also killed the father. And this was something that had been festering inside of him since he'd been back. And without the opportunity to be with other soldiers who've experienced similar things and, you know, going to these holy sites, that may never have been brought out. And it was that type of, I guess, catharsis that allowed him to begin the process of healing. And Heroes to Heroes is really about helping these guys begin the process of healing. And it's, you know, it's critical.
I want to thank you so much for telling that story, because actually what my next question to you was going to be is when we're so aware of this problem and we have, psychological aid, that is available to veterans at VA hospitals and all that kind of thing, you know, why is it not getting through? And what you did is you answered my question, because it goes well beyond that and is a certain soul sickness that this type of war has created with people. And this is the approach you're taking in order to treat that soul sickness.
Correct. That's the moral injury that, you know, without some kind of trigger that can help these guys begin to release the whatever it is, the demons inside, you know, that would be trapped. And that's where, that's one of the ways that the statistic of 20 suicides a day comes to fruition, because, you know, I can't imagine what these guys went through. And it's through their service and their heroism that I didn't have to.
Michael, how long has Heroes to Heroes been doing this?
About 6 years.
6 years. Do you have a ballpark figure of how many people have been helped?
So far, it's about 110. And none of the vets that have gone through our program have taken their lives. You know, they're all at various stages of healing. And our ultimate goal is to send 200 vets a year, at a cost of about $75,000 per group of 10. So money and raising money is critical to our mission and to any 501c3's mission. And it's through events like the golf outing that you spoke of early and other types of money-raising programs that we're able to fund these missions.
We'll get into the nuts and bolts of the golf outing. People who want to participate, when is it? How do you get involved?
The golf outing is June 15th. It's taking place at the St. Andrews Golf Club in Hastings-on-Hudson, which is about 15 miles north of New York City. We have an early bird foursome special of 1,600 up until May 15th. But there's a lot of terrific things planned that day beyond just golf. So we have, I know you had someone from the theater industry. Mm-hmm. Someone generously donated, actually Lin-Manuel's father, house seats to Hamilton. And we are hoping to have a color guard on the first tee at 12:15, because we're also at dinner going to have a veteran who went through our program tell his story. And there's some other things involved. We have... There's an organization called Honor Winery, and they have a engraved magnum of wine that would look great on anyone's bar, on anyone's mantle. And there's just a lot of other things going on that day that, anyone with a love of the military, with a love of the veterans, it's going to be a fantastic day.
I'm just really moved by this event. I mean, I've been to my fair share of golf outings, and I'm not saying that what they were raising money for wasn't an honorable thing to raise it for, but this is probably one of the most pressing issues in our culture at this time in America today. I mean, you know, I heard a report the other day, and it struck me. I mean, I knew the numbers, but it didn't stick with me until I heard it out loud. Somebody said, you know, we've been in Afghanistan for 16 years, and that's just... You know, that's mind-boggling when you think about it. There are kids that have grown up in this country that have never known anything but the fact that we're at war somewhere.
Right. And I got to tell you, the opportunity to spend some time with these guys, you know, they're incredible human beings, but you can see the some of the damages of war. And again, it's not anything that you can see visually, but you know that, you know, by spending time and speaking with them, you know, it's traumatic. And
well, how does Heroes to Heroes find people to help? I mean, how do people connect with Heroes to Heroes?
That's a great question. Great question. A lot of it is word of mouth. We're trying to increase our footprint. And, a lot of times it's one vet telling another vet. Yeah. But, we are always looking for vets who are suffering to come into the website and apply, or they can contact anyone at the at the organization.
Give us web addresses, sure. Give us phone numbers now, so if there's anybody out there listening, they can get a hold of you.
Sure. The website is heroestoheroes.org. So that's the way it sounds.
Right.
And for the golf outing, there's a tab on top, the 2017 Golf Classic. But if anyone has any issues and needs to speak, you know, they can always send me an email and I can connect them with Judy Schaefer and we can help them. So my number is 516-741-4723. And, you know, anyone with any issues, I would love to speak with you.
Michael, thanks a lot for being here and sharing this information with us. Right now, we're going to we'll throw back over to Bill for this week's Spotlight on American Labor History.
Thanks, Joe. On May 1st, 1886, there was a nationwide strike to support the 8-hour workday. In Chicago, 80,000 workers marched up Michigan Avenue in peaceful solidarity. But on May 3rd, a strike at the McCormick Reaper plant turned violent, with police firing on and killing picketers. The following day, another peaceful meeting at Haymarket Square became even more violent, with someone throwing a bomb into the crowd. Once again, police opened fire, killing four workers and seven of their own officers. Eight labor leaders were prosecuted for the crime. They were George Engels, Samuel Fielden, Adolf Fischer, Albert Parsons, Michael Schwab, August Spies, Louis Ling, and Oscar Niebe. Although Fielden and Parsons were the only two present, four were hung, three were given long prison sentences, and one died mysteriously in custody. These eight men became known as the Haymarket Martyrs. Since 1889, every industrialized country in the world, except the United States and Canada, recognizes May 1st as a commemoration of these men's death.
Thanks, Bill. That wraps up another episode of Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz. We'll be back next week, the same time, same place, AM 970, The Answer.